This podcast is entirely listener supported. To find out how you can help, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. They're having me buy my own clothes for this show. Which is fine, except that I just don't think I should be trusted to buy my own clothes for something.
For life?
Well, for life, certainly. But in life, the only person that loses when I buy stupid clothes is me. You know what I mean?
Like if Not the audience.
Like if I buy dumb clothes for me, it's like, fuck you. Those are the clothes I want. But if I buy dumb clothes for like a client, like a show, and they're like, here's some money, buy some clothes. And I come in with like, I don't know, there's this really sick Sailor V shirt that I want. And like, they're not going to like that. Like I probably shouldn't, but I don't want to dress. Like, the thing is, I either lean way too much toward, fuck you, I'll buy clothes for myself, or too much towards, I have to buy a very nice outfit for an important occasion.
Yeah.
I'm not cool, man. I don't know how to dress.
I gotta
cool.
say that one of my favorite things about doing television is that there's a person who is in charge of that, and I always look better than I would if I was in charge of
that. I look forward to that so much, but I don't have that person this time.
Yeah.
I feel
need
like
that person.
Once a year, I go to E3, and Carrie, who is the wardrobe and stylist for PlayStation, puts me in like a bunch of cool outfits.
Yeah.
And then I know what's cool for the next year and I just buy stuff that looks exactly like what Carrie bought for me.
Yeah.
And this one, it's like, well, fuck you, man. Figure it out. And I'm just like, it's been so long since June. I don't know what to do. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hey, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Let's make a holodeck.
I've been saying this pretty much since we started doing this show. I think maybe the first episode.
That's what we're doing with the Patreon money. We want to just build a holodeck to record it.
If only we could. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, some people are taking first steps and some concerned citizens, Nathan Shamer, or it's probably Shamer, but yeah. I hope it's Shamer. And Scott Kaufman both sent this in to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. The University of Bristol in England has created, they're using ultrasound. They're using sonic waves to create shapes in the air
that air you can shapes.
Feel. Air shapes.
So you can actually reach out into the air and touch something and it feels like you're touching something even though there's nothing there.
Yes. It's not.
This is awesome.
It's awesome. It's basically relegated to this small sort of ultrasonic wave projector.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's this projector that it looks like it's about the size of one of those new Mac Pros or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's basically
that's
like
too recent a reference for me to get size wise.
Sorry, it's basically the size of an old Bellows camera that they would use to take the pictures of people at a county fair.
Now you're in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. So you reach out over it in this video that they have. This woman is touching a sphere. It's an invisible sphere. You can't see it. And it's not fully solid. You put your hands right through it.
Right.
But you can feel resistance. There's something there.
Marry this with the Oculus Rift, and now we're talking about something, right?
Marry this with a $6.95 a month porn site membership, and you've really got something on your hands, literally.
Well, can I put my penis in it?
On your hands, in your hands, all over your hands, on your floor mat.
I mean, as with any new technology.
As with any new technology, pornography first.
Yes.
Everything else second.
Let pornography push us into the future.
Let pornography lead the way. Pornography, our guiding light. Pornography, the reason we have VHS players. Pornography, the reason we have DVD. Pornography.
Yeah. Pornography.
The reason we have high-speed internet.
Yes.
Pornography.
To pornography.
To pornography, everybody.
Yeah, I think this would be interesting with pornography, would it not? I mean, they already make a sphere. They're like, how close are they to boobies? You know, they're not that far away from reach out and touch.
How many boobies have you touched?
Not very many.
Like they're
Let's
all
be honest.
A perfect sphere?
No. Well, in
also,
porn, they sadly are.
What's going on with your wife?
Do not bring her into
okay.
this.
Okay.
I still look forward to the day when we have sexual relations.
Any day now. You've only been married for a month.
Yeah, I feel like it's coming
gonna happen anytime.
Someday.
This is cool. They're showing some more practical uses for it and some impractical ones. One of the practical uses that they show is sort of in a car with a touchscreen. Like if you have a touchscreen.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place to watch my pornography.
Yeah. But also if you have one of those touchscreen radios or stereo systems in your car now, it's not really great because you just reach down and you're poking at a screen. You got to look at it.
Yes.
It's not cool on the road.
Nobody wants to look at anything.
Nobody wants to look at anything on the road. That's why I drive blindfolded.
So what you're saying is...
I feel the road in front of me.
Smart, very smart.
I can sense it.
That's... You know, you, like Luke at the end of New Hope, you have to turn off the targeting computer.
Turn off the targeting computer, man, and just ride it out.
Yeah.
You're going to get there. You're going to shoot the core, dog.
Yeah. If you're supposed to get there, you'll get there.
Are you supposed to shoot the core?
Always shoot the core.
Always shoot the core.
So basically what happened is we eliminated knobs, and now we're trying to figure out a way to put them back.
Without putting a knob back.
Because we had knobs.
What's an expensive way to simulate a knob?
We had knobs, and we spent a lot of money eliminating knobs.
What is a super breakable way? What is an expensive to install, expensive to fix way to replace a simple knob?
let's
knob build. Costs us 43 cents to build. What's a $600?
Right.
So, okay, that's not very practical. Another thing that they showed was a brain surgeon feeling. They did a CT scan of somebody's brain.
Yeah.
And then the brain surgeon could haptically feel when sort of paired with a holographic display.
Right.
And this haptic display. They had a 3D model, a visual model of this person's head.
Right.
And they could feel their brain to see if there were tumors. Here's my issue with this. Brain surgeons... do feel a lot of brains. Sure. That's like, but brain surgeons
like 98%
don't
of their job.
Yeah, but they don't often yank an entire brain out of a head and just sort of gently caress it and feel what's wrong with a brain. Feel a tumor on a brain. They usually use scans to find these. If you're just giving somebody a 3D scan of a brain and like, just touch this brain and tell me where the problems are with the brain.
Well, In order for the data to be translated into the ultrasound haptic feedback, right? The computer has to know when to provide the bump that's incorrect.
Yeah.
And in order for it to look at the scan.
You gotta do the scan anyway.
It looks at the scan and transfers that data into three-dimensional feely bits, right? Yeah. So why doesn't it just spit out, hey doc, in the back, there's gonna be a bump that you're gonna feel.
There's a back.
We have to go through the process of having him feel the bumps.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't it just, you can look at the data. It's there. In order for the data to be interpreted, it has to be there.
Why don't we just write an algorithm that knows when the bump is incorrect?
Right.
And then points it out, as opposed to like, I've created a perfect 3D model of this thing. Touch your way around it.
Yeah.
No, man, there's a 2D scan right there.
It's just, you know,
there's where it is.
You know what it eliminates? It eliminates the fun, dramatic moment that the doctor gets to have when the patient he's like, I'm feeling your brain. I'm feeling your brain with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong now. Nothing. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What are you? Oh. What is the ope?
I'm feeling.
I don't like an ope.
I'm feeling a lump that should not. It's a tumor.
This. Okay. Well. What do we do? Like, can I have surgery? Like, do I have to go under? Like, can we get rid of it some other way?
A very difficult process. It's going to take a long, long time to deal with. Unfortunately, this display you just saw, it's very expensive. And I'm worried you're not going to be able to afford the surgery and the rehab and all the procedures, really.
Well,
are
you saying that I just paid the maximum amount for my insurance?
Yes.
For that hologram of my head?
Fantastic, isn't it? Look at the likeness.
It's fucking sweet.
It looks just like you.
Dude, I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
I've used a lot of character creators in video games.
Yeah.
This is so accurate.
It's you. Do you want to feel it?
I would love to feel it.
Look.
I'm not going to feel the tumor because that's still creeping me out.
Oh, yeah. I would creep anybody
out. Oh, my gosh.
It creeps me out. That's what I do for a living.
Oh, this is so great. Can I get this data somehow so I can put it into... like Dragon Age or something.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, unfortunately, all your characters are going to have a brain tumor.
Oh.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
What does that mean for my character in Dragon Age?
Well, most of his attacks aren't going to work.
Wait, does that mean for me?
I don't think you should ever try to slay a dragon.
So not super practical still, then. The only thing I can think of, which is something that they bring up very early on in this post, is video games.
Video games.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we want. We want to
video games and porn.
And video games, porn, holodeck. Yeah, we're getting to virtual realities. And every time they're like, you know what's going to be great about virtual realities is all the really useful applications for it. It's almost like
false.
No.
Wrong.
I mean, okay, but you know what would even be better? Can I put my penis in it?
You know what would be super cool is shut up and make a spaceship.
Yeah.
Full of ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to just fly around space in a spaceship full of ladies. And like maybe other species.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like as far as your imagination can take us.
Yeah. Like I don't want to go like in a Giger direction.
Oh, no. Not I mean, unless you're into that.
I mean, if you're into it, you're into it. Lord knows I'm not he was, judge. And that's where it all came from. Indeed. But, you know, I would like to lean more towards like a Babylon 5, Mass Effect, Stargate situation.
Yeah, you're talking, if it's an alien civilization, maybe they just have a weird forehead.
Yeah, like a
or ear things.
Yeah, like start slow when it comes to fucking aliens.
Some neck stuff, maybe?
Maybe some neck
stuff. Nothing below the neck needs to change.
You know, and I think we all agree that like anything that's pleasant on a human form, add more of them to an alien, and that's cool.
Yeah, keep those, and when in doubt, add more of them.
Yeah, like, so if you want to, like, have sex with a dude, maybe that, like, that dude probably should have more than one penis, right?
More penises.
More penises.
You wanna, and abs. Abs, like, 360.
Abs everywhere. Yeah, 360 abs.
Like, back abs.
Feel. Yeah, like a couple butts for touching.
I
like,
mean, we...
I don't know.
Neither
what
of us
women
have
want?
Thought this through a lot. I mean, we don't sit around thinking about it, but I, you know, I'm digging double butts and back abs.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. And then for ladies, if you want to have sex with a lady, like Total Recall led the way on that. We already know what we want.
We do. In fact, we get it. Third boob. I don't know why it's awesome, but it is.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And why stop there is what I say.
Oh.
So that's kind of what I want for virtual reality. That's what I want for haptic feedback.
Right.
That's basically the only thing people can think of that is 100% useful for. Because the other thing that people think about is like, oh, cool. It's an invisible shape in air.
Yeah.
So I'll make like a force field. But you can't make a force field.
Why can't we make a force field?
Well, maybe you could one day make a force field. But what you can make right now is air that has a slightly different feeling to it. So like if you tried to punch me and I threw this thing up at the last second before you punched me, it would feel a little like I didn't want you to punch me. But at the same time, you probably already knew that.
Yeah, so like that's true. We don't know how firm the sound waves can feel, right?
Yeah. Well,
what if
in the video, as the woman is touching the sphere, her hand just kind of goes like right through. Like you don't notice any additional resistance. I think it's more just a feeling.
Listen, I'm not a scientist, but I've been to some rock concerts and I've stood really close to big ass speakers.
Yes.
Yes. Probably unsafely so.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
And when it kicks, sometimes you feel it a thud, right? You feel something. And
but
if
that's
this is
like an all through your body bass thud.
Right.
Whereas this is just kind of like, I picture it more as you're walking out of one of those stores that keeps their door open and they have the thing that pushes air down really heavy so the air conditioning doesn't get out.
Yeah, or so bugs don't get in.
Yeah, just kind of feels more like that is what I'm thinking.
Oh,
but maybe
well,
not as hard.
Disappointment.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Well, yes, it is. I'm sorry.
I can imagine this being not only for Oculus and, oh, I'm looking at something, I can reach out and touch it and it feels like the shape that it is.
Yeah.
But what if there is, you know, sort of how the Apple Watch is going to like tap your hand when an alarm goes off?
Yeah.
What if you're looking at your phone and it shoots sound at you that you don't hear?
Ugh.
You know, like you're playing Punch Out and he punches you back or something.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's still more video game stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm still stuck in video game stuff, but it could be more than just carving out shapes in the air. Maybe it can be moving you and pushing you around and
stuff.
Sure,
well, no? I don't think it's going to move you or push you.
I want it to push me.
But I think, like, but also,
I mean,
what you're talking about
really
is something that could basically be accomplished with a puff of air. Right.
That's
now.
True, too.
Like, basically, if like when he punches me in the shoulder, I want to feel something in my shoulder. Well, that's just a puff of air in your shoulder at the right time.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not really anything that we don't have right now, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
It's not super practical.
That, the other gigantic thing is like, fan attachment to my iPhone, though, is really impractical.
Yes. Man, one of the biggest bummers about scientific discoveries in video is there are people who are brilliant scientists and researchers, and there are people who know how to make a compelling video.
And never the twain shall meet.
God, so rarely.
Yes.
So rarely the twain shall
meet. They need a good ad guy, is
this
what they need.
This basically is like the most technical terminology PowerPoint in the world with the most boring applications of this thing listed. They don't even get to applications until the very end. You're just watching them for 45 seconds make vibrations in a pan of olive oil.
It's true. This is not a public-facing video.
No, it just looks like they're projecting a Pink Floyd laser light show at the planetarium into oil.
Yeah.
It looks like the dirtiest, grossest Pink Floyd laser light show. And a lot of them start off dirty and gross.
And a lot of them end up dirty and grosser.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
I wish that they would make it as exciting as it is.
Do you think it's genuinely exciting? Because I feel like a lot of these are such non-starters, and they seem like really good ideas, but it's like, if you populate your virtual reality with triangles, spheres, and squares, this will be an incredibly immersive technology. If you want something more complicated than that, don't look at us, because we can't make sound do that.
Sure. And I mean, maybe that's why they haven't done so much in terms of public-facing stuff, is because it's not exciting yet. It's a first step.
Yeah.
And it will get more exciting. Like, it's a baseline. It's a base level. Here we go. Shit's going to be cool. Here's your first look at the future.
Yeah.
Ready, set, you know, whatever. But it's a long way off. And so I think what happens with a lot of these science sites and science blogs, and we were guilty of it on D News too, is you are showing a thing because of the speculation of what the thing will be.
Right.
And the thing is just not exciting yet. So what happens is, like, if you're blogging for a science blog and you're scouring and you're like, oh, that's pretty neat in a 20 years from now way, but I have to put up 4 posts today because it's my job.
Yeah.
So here we go. Boop. There it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be cool. There are interesting applications for it as it gets better and better. We just want a holodeck and it's just not there yet.
I want a holodeck so bad.
Yeah.
Are we top men on that? Because you got to get our top men on that.
I don't think they are.
You don't think they are?
I don't think anybody's on a holodeck. I think no. Well, Valve. Valve's probably on it.
Hey, man, if they're not doing Half-Life 3, they better damn well be doing a holodeck.
Dude, that's one of the main reasons they're not doing Half-Life 3 is because they're dicking around with stuff like that virtual reality room.
I hope so. I mean,
that's what they're doing.
Okay.
And so
that's
like,
the only valid excuse, in my opinion.
That's it. Not that they're making money hand over fist and they literally never have to do anything ever again.
Well, there's that.
Also that. Yeah, I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? Is it cool? Is it going to become cool? Is it not really exciting you at this point? Let us know. We are on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And if you've seen a story like this that you'd love for us to cover, you can send it in to us at wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com.